Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today and allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Peace and blessings, family. Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Denise Muhammad coming on tonight for our Health and Wellness Power Hour, myself and my brother Sean Ali. We're going to go ahead and kick this conversation off about loving yourself and cultivating self-love. Brother Sean, I'm going to bring my co-host on. Are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Welcome, everybody,
yes, sir,
to the show. And the love hour. while we looking at this, the topic of love, and from a mental perspective, spiritual, physical, I mean, you from God is love, to wherever there's love, there's God, to if you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else, to if you don't love yourself, you won't take care of yourself. There's so many factors that are associated with love that if we can understand, like, if we can understand what love, what self-love really is versus what we might imagine or what the commercials or what the movies say self-love is, then we not only will we find God, but we tap into an unlimited amount of power that affects us to our very atomic nature. And that where we get unhealthy, where we get sick, where we dying, all of this is rooted in self-love and how much that a person has for themselves. And I'm telling you, man, they got neuroscience that deals with love, because and on the neuroscience side, you have everything in us is atoms. Everything in us is energy. And that energy is manifested in an electrical form. So it is the electrical, you can want to move somewhere, but it is an electrical impulse that causes your muscles to contract, which is motion. So a paralyzed person, they lose the ability to send that electrical impulse throughout their body to cause motion, so they are paralyzed. So everything on us, we before we even get to the chemical nature of love, it's an electrical first. The electrical impulse is immediate. The chemical response to love, it's a slower, because it has to be developed through your pituitary gland to go to your endocrine system, where that electrical is immediately sent. So when we talking about love and we talking about the neuroscience of love, that's dealing with your brain. That's dealing with your cognitive abilities and capabilities and skills. So this is the science.
Right.
So when we dealing with knowledge of self, when we dealing with a knowledge of God, when we dealing with all of these aspects, man, the self-love is the most important factor. And many of us, they got a science that says, and when we dealing with health, Black people, we know that the heart is the seat of emotions. we know, we understand that that's where that impulse is registered, because you one of the immediate effects of your emotions is your racing heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart will race according to the emotion. If you're mad, it beats a certain way. If you're happy, it beats a certain way. If you're scared, it beats a certain way. See, so we understand. Mm-hmm. So we not talking about the movie. We on electricity, because in your heart is that pacemaker. See, and that pacemaker is independent of, it's different than all of the other electrical impulses that causes your body to move. That pacemaker is specifically for your heart. So how you feel determines how the electrical output, and that determines how your heart beat and whether it's going to be healthy or unhealthy. And the number one cause of death in the United States is cardiovascular disease.
Right.
That's the over 633,000 people died last year from cardiovascular disease. This is the seat of emotions. The number one people that develop heart disease 30% faster than anybody else is the African American, black people here, us. So when we looking at self-love, we looking at the organ. Now, we know we don't have a knowledge of self, because we running around here in white people names. See, we dressing like white people. Our sisters,
some of
y'all are emulating white beauty. Brothers, some of y'all are dressing like these European men with these tight-ass clothes. See, we know we eat Mexican, we eat Chinese, Greek. So we know mentally
Italian.
We are missing something as far as the knowledge of self. So that's your number one seat, your computer. So now the heart is involved with emotions. We lead in developing heart disease 30% faster. So that means not only is our brain malfunctioning, but the seat of our emotions is unhealthy, our heart. So it is very hard for us as a people to develop and maintain and cultivate the love of self. And if you can't love yourself, your mind, in a psychological way, whoever looks like you, you will reflect that lack of love on. So we are the most disunified people on the planet Earth. Man.
Wow.
Because we are disunified in ourselves. Our mind has been rewired. Our heart has been damaged. So we are on a course for lack of self-love, lack of unity, lack of power, being emotional, being fearful. So tonight, they got eight major hormones that are associated with love. And this is a science where they monitor two people falling in love with each other. And from this evaluation and this research, there's eight major hormones that are associated with, when I say hormones, it starts as an electrical impulse before the hormone. The hormone is the physical chemical correspondence to the electrical impulse. So when we saying that they have eight major hormones, these we talking the same thing on the electrical side. So they have eight major distinct electrical and chemical responses to love that happen inside of the people. The number one is oxytocin, and this deals with the people's sexual reproductive behavior, because we have to love and feel and want each other in order for us to reach out.
Right.
So the oxytocin is that electrical. So when you looking at your significant other and you feel that warmth in your midsection, Woo! See, that's that oxytocin. See, that's that oxytocin right there. It's responsible for making you feel like that so you can reproduce. See, so then you got vasopressin. And vasopressin increase your heart output. It increases your blood volume. It prepares your body. It wakens you up. So your body is alive because your blood volume, this is coursing throughout your body. So your heart is beating. This is affects your, so now you are awake. You are alert. See, you ready. you got norepinephrine is the third major. Norepinephrine is similar to adrenaline. It gives you that racing heart. So when you look at your significant other or your children or your, you know, mostly, but like I said, this is the study done on two people falling in love, a man and a woman. So right. When you get that racing heart and you like, whoo, see, that's that norepinephrine. See, that's it. See, then the third or the fourth is dopamine. And the dopamine is hitting your pleasure sense. So now you have that warmth in your reproductive area. You have that increase in your heart output and your blood volume. See, now you got that adrenaline, that racing heart, and that dopamine is making you. So now, wow, you're beautiful. Wow. See, now when they touch you, it feels good. See, when they speak it to you, their words sound good and affectionate. See, this is the reactions right. That's happening inside of the person. And then you have serotonin. See, now when the serotonin kicks in, this affects your mood. This affects your social behavior, your memory. So now that the dopamine has hit your pleasure, see, that serotonin it is affecting. Oh, now I feel good. Woo! See, there you relax. See, now I'm calm. Wow. See, when that kiss on the forehead, and it makes your soul. It hits you like, wow. Or that rub on your back, and you like, wow. See, these are the electrical, chemical, hormonal responses, actions and reactions from the science of two people falling in love. And then you got something called nerve growth factor, NGF, nerve growth factor. This is the development and the survival of your nervous cells. Listen to me.
Wow.
Listen, when you fall, listen, in love, they have a science, and part of this science, they have something called nerve growth factor, NGF, that causes the development. So you grow your nerve. See, your nerves become strengthened. See, and it increases the survival. The survival of your nerve cells from the act of love. God is love. So when you got love, you got God. And man, I'm
right.
And look, and the final two are testosterone and estrogen. So when the man falls in love, his body is producing a natural amount of testosterone. Listen to me, man. I'm trying to tell you. See, when a man falls in love with a woman, his body automatically produces testosterone.
Wow.
And when a woman falls in love with a man, her body automatically produces estrogen, getting you ready for each other.
Wow.
Man, listen to me now. I'm trying to tell you. Now, now we know that these chemicals are the reactions to the electrical. So the electrical, when your hypothalamus is producing is producing these electrical currents. Right? Now,
right.
It activates the pituitary gland to cause the secretion of the hormone. but your hypothalamus is already spreading the electrical current throughout your body. Now, we got to understand that our brain is physical, and all physical matter has dietary regulations. See, so if our diet is off, our brain matter will be weak. So when it goes to produce these electrical impulses, if the brain is weak, the hypothalamus is weak. The electrical impulse will be weak. So the chemical hormone will be weak. So it won't last that long. So we can't, what they got it, the 7-year itch? See, 6 months and I'm gone.
Wow.
See, okay, now listen to me. Now listen, how to eat to live. See, this is the science of love.
That's powerful, what you just said.
See, go ahead, Sid, go ahead.
Wow, no, I was just saying what you just stated. That's powerful. Wow, if the hypothalamus is weak. Man,
it's right because it's matter. It's a part of your brain. So we know that the brain needs every breath that we take. The brain requires 20% of every breath that we take. So every breath that we take that's in through the mouth is the wrong breath, and we are literally killing our brain. So when we go, to create these impulses of love, we got a weakened brain. We ain't even got to the food and water yet. We just on what breathing wrong does to your brain, which does to your neuroscience. That's the science of your brain and your cognitive and what goes on in them neurons in your brain. That requires oxygen. So every breath that we breathe wrong, we literally eliminate and decrease our ability to produce love.
That's powerful.
Because we are oxidizing our brain. The cells in your brain are becoming oxidized. And when a cell becomes oxidized, it is on the onset of death. So you are losing your electrical ability to produce these hormones at a high level. So I can only love, I can only do good, I can only be righteous on a Sunday, on a Friday, on a Monday. I can't do it on a Tuesday, because I don't have enough power in my brain to produce that strong enough electrical current all the time.
Wow.
So I abuse myself. I abuse my partner. I abuse my children. I abuse my friends. I'm angry. I'm ornery. I'm melancholy. I'm depressed. I'm sad. Mm-hmm. See, we those are low emotions. Those are easy to produce. You see, so when, and then, like I said, before we see if we got any questions or not. But if we do, just jump in. But let me know. Oh, we do. All right. Well, let's take that before we go into
Okay. Area code 708-3992. You're on the air. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings. Area code 708-3992.
3992.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, sir.
Right. I didn't have any questions. I'm just listening and trying to learn right now.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Walaikum assalam.
You're right. Brother Talladeen Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
okay,
I know who that is. I know your voice. Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, that,
we'll
thank
go.
You for tuning
thank
in,
you.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see if we have another one. We had one that they dropped. So go ahead.
Okay, now, like I say, this is the science of two people falling in love. So now with the science of self-love, it's see, it's not comp. You just take that other person out of the equation. So now you go, and like I say, you go put on your best outfit. Sisters, put yourself and when I say put yourself together, I mean put yourself together like God put you together. Don't cover up the God, because love is God. So you have to see you as God, and you have to see it as God created it. So don't cover up. Brothers, put yourself together. Don't cover up. I know some of us are going losing our hairline. Don't go put that spray on your head when you go to the barbershop. Just go ahead and appreciate it as it is. Don't go make a beard. Don't go don't, because we got to appreciate how God created us, because that is the God. He created us. So if we don't go to the root, if we don't go to the bare essence, we won't be able to see ourselves, and then we won't be able to cultivate self-love. Because most of us, when we look at ourselves, we looking at ourselves after we done put on the makeup and the wigs and the weaves and the I done made
right.
the bed. Right. See, we don't look at ourselves beforehand, because I don't like myself. Then you don't like God, because God created you. See, so we talking about developing self-love. So instead of this, what happens with two people? See, just like you were, you going on that date, you're going to put yourself together, put your best foot forward. Do that with yourself. And go
right.
and have time with yourself looking at your reflection. So the same way you would stare in your woman or your man's eyes and whisper sweet nothings, do that with yourself. The same way you're going to tell your man, I like your arms, I like your chest, see, the same way, brother, you go to your sister, you be like, man, you got some eyes in. You got to do this with yourself. See, this is falling in love. This is cultivating your own love, your own worth, your own value. This is seeing the quality in yourself, because when you move around, how you see yourself is how you gonna see others, and then that is the disconnect that we have today. So when you looking at yourself and you telling yourself, man, you know how good you look, man, you look good today, bro. Oh yeah. See, you gonna get that oxytocin. But instead of having a sexual behavior, see, this, some of us don't know how to control our sexual behavior because we don't know how to love ourselves. So we think
right.
sex is love. We think sex is love. See,
mm-hmm.
So when you falling in love with yourself, that oxytocin won't make you horny. See, it allows you to control yourself. See, because now you are developing love for yourself. You don't need sex to make you whole. You will understand that the act of sex is for reproduction. Not
right.
to get see now the oxytocin affects you differently when you are falling in love with yourself. See, so now when that vasopressin hits you, see, that means that increase of your heart output and that blood volume. That's energy that will be for you. If a lot of us are sick, a lot of us suffer degenerative diseases, man. Diabetes, we leading in it. Obesity, we leading in it. So when these are the elements that will cause a positive energy level in our body, because disease and sicknesses, they all have to function on a specific energy level. So when you hitting this vasopressin and it's increasing your heart output and it's increasing your blood volume, see, you washing that cholesterol, you clearing your clogged arteries. See, your heart, we lead in heart disease. See, now instead of your heart being beaten from fear and angry and sadness, it's being beaten from love, and love is God. So you got that God heartbeat.
Right.
Listen
that
to me, bro. I'm
energy.
Trying to tell you. Man. Yeah.
That frequency, that 528
megahertz. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So when there's no
profit, the caller.
Go ahead. Get him, sis.
Okay. Yes, sir. Area code 540-5520. Peace and blessings. You're on the line. Wa alaikum salam.
Sister Denise Muhammad.
Yes.
Yes. This is Brother Abu from Virginia, and salam alaikum, Brother Sean Ali.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
I was listening to the conversation and earlier. I want to sum it up with one word, the magical mystery tour that you were speaking of between man and woman. I'm going to say this one word, and then I'm going to hang up and let somebody else interject. I refer to it as a thunderbolt. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all have a good evening. I'll continue listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir. I'm glad you said that, Brother Abu. See, and that's where we want to take that science between that man and the woman, and instead of having a, if you a man, instead of having a woman create that, and if you a woman, instead of having a man create that, we saying go look at yourself and create it within yourself. Because
yes,
all of these, because some of us never find that woman, and some women never find that man. At it now, you can see on Facebook, you know, a lot of people, the single life is jumping. So these people, they miss out on these chemicals. These eight chemicals, they miss out because they don't have, so they think that's when the sex jump in. Let me get some sex then, because that's creating sensation, but it's not love.
What's referring to that, brother, as a magical mystery tour? We on the air.
Yeah, we listening.
Okay, no, I was just saying I refer to that as a magical mystery tour. Go ahead. Finish.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. And
okay.
Like, say, what the thing. Go ahead, yes, sir.
This love thing, you were saying love for self. Now, I'm not a vain person, but when I shave in the morning, I love myself so much that I kiss my reflection in the mirror.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
I do that too. Man, I'm telling you. Yes, sir.
I want to hang up because I want somebody else to call in. Y'all have a good night.
Okay.
Salam alaikum.
Yes, you too.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm thank you, Brother Abu, because that's what we got to understand. A lot of us miss this, and if this is the science of two people falling in love. That's why when you see these marriage couple happily married, they looking healthy and vibrant, and they see because these they producing these chemicals.
Right.
See, so when you don't have, even if you already got that, we saying that the self-love, the love of yourself will increase outside of you.
And Brother Sean, can you go into how that love of self, how that affects your health? Can you tie that into that?
Yes, because, you know, basically people do what they do because, I mean, that's an escape, what they call escapes. And it's an acronym for excitement, substances, comfort, avoidance, people, emotionalism, and sex. And the substances cover drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and food. So the pleasure that we can get from eating, it signals the same and activates the same part of the brain that can mimic the serotonin and the dopamine and the norepinephrine, and we can think that we are getting love, but we just getting similar electricity. So now we go back to eating again, and we keep eating our favorite food that produces that similar electrical impulse. So when we, and then we become obese, we become diseased. We become, because it doesn't, you don't invite obese, because people know, they go to the doctors, so they know at 35 pounds overweight, you obese. You damn near morbidly obese. It don't take, this ain't the 400
right.
pound fix my life, 500, no, it don't take that much. Some women don't even look obese and are classified obese.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can get in that condition is if you are eating wrong. And the only way you can eat wrong is a lack of self-love. Because if you loved
exactly.
yourself, you would work as hard as you can to preserve yourself. You wouldn't put
right.
yourself in any type of predicaments, negative. You wouldn't place yourself in there because love of self would cause you to preserve yourself, because that's the first law of nature, is self-preservation.
Right. I was reading something on self-love, and it was giving us like a 7-step prescription to cultivate that love within self. And the first thing on the list is mindfulness. If we're mindful of what we're eating, we're mindful of how we're feeling, the situations that we're in, you know, just being aware of yourself and what you need to do to take care of yourself. That's the first step. You have to be mindful. You know,
yes.
you just
yeah.
eating the wrong foods because you sad and depressed, and that just temporarily makes you feel better, but then you pay for it later on, you know. So that was
And listen, can I tell you something, because like you said, see, we a lot of us, because we never studied beyond high school, so all we left with is movies and commercials.
Yes.
You know,
Facebook memes.
Yeah, right. So we can, it's because something sounds good, we can think it, oh, that's real. Because it sounds,
right.
our brain accepted it. But it's like, if you can look at a picture of yourself of a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you will notice that you do not look the same. Whether it's good or bad,
right.
it doesn't matter. So that means your body is always growing and changing. So your brain is matter. If you're not mindful of what you are eating, you can change the chemical composition of your brain because you are what you eat. And if you've ever seen a cow, a chicken, we're not just talking about with the worms that you can get from the pig. You develop the characteristics of the food that you eat. The soul, the spirit, you develop that.
Absolutely.
You ever seen a cow,
absolutely.
A chicken, a muskrat, a rabbit, a frog? All of these things are not highly intelligent. Fish, I don't care what you pick out. They're not. You can.
Right.
I got plants. That if I go out there tomorrow, they them grew tentacles and climbing. You ain't see these plants that can climb throughout your house, and you come
right.
like, damn, how they do that? See,
yeah.
they will go to the sun. They don't. You it don't matter where you put that plant, it will grow to the sun.
To the sun, reaching for the sun. Wow.
If anybody that has cows. They have to fence the cows in an electrical fence. And this cow still so dumb, he'll still run into it. they're not smart, man. So when you eat mindful, we go eat the lid. You will lose your mind if you eat the wrong foods.
All right.
You will lose your, what's number two on the list?
Act on what you need rather than what you want.
Wow.
Act on what you need rather than what you want. If your body is craving something salty, instead of grabbing that bag of Doritos or chips, something that you want because you think it tastes good, instead of something else that's healthier that can, you know, replenish that what your body needs. So act on what you want rather than what you need. You love yourself when you can turn away from something that temporarily feels good, but you make a better or a healthier choice for yourself in the long run. That's loving yourself. That's cultivating that love within.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the number three is practice good self-care. You will love yourself more when you take better care of yourself, your basic needs, you know, exercise, proper sleep, healthy social interactions, you know, good nutrition. That's taking proper care of yourself.
Clip your toenails if you got that.
Right.
If you got that, if the heel is no foot.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead and grab one of them pads. I'm telling you, massage.
Right.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Don't hate looking at your own feet.
If you, right. And if you're depressed, instead of taking that whatever antidepressant pill that are going to give you horrible, horrible side effects, get you some essential oils and diffuse them and inhale them and practice breathing, and within 22 seconds, your mood is going to be lifted, you know, depending on which oil you get. But do that. Try something different that's natural, that doesn't have any side effects. Essential oils, life essences, have no side effects. That's practicing good self-care. That's preventative, taking preventative steps for your health.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then next we have set some boundaries. You'll love yourself more when you set boundaries and learn how to say no instead of doing something that you know you don't want to do, but you went ahead and did it anyway. And then at night, Brother Sean, you say those hours when you lay in the bed.
Yeah, 10 to 3 a.m.
Right. You lay it in bed replaying that situation over and over. Dang, I should have said no, or I should have said this or that. So you have to set boundaries, because if you don't, you know, there's people out there that will just straight take advantage of your kindness. So you have to say no or set boundaries when, you know, for yourself. That's protecting yourself, protecting your peace. And number five is protect yourself. Bring the right people into your life, you know. Toxic relationships, toxic people, we don't need that type of energy in our life. It drains you. So you have to protect yourself, protect your, as it says in the Holy Quran, guard your spirit. And that's what we have to do. That's part of cultivating that love within self.
Yes,
and then
yes,
forgiving
yes,
yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and that's
yes,
see,
ma'am.
And we don't see, nobody tells us this growing up. I mean, like I
right.
say, and a lot of us, we are, and they, I mean, we know the black neighborhood. We nobody got to tell us. I mean, nigga, mother effer, you son of a. That was terms of
right.
endearment. Man, shoot. You know how many nicknames I had? You little mother. You little nappy hit it. You know what I mean? Shoot. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Looking at it now, I mean, then it didn't never hit. Because I knew eventually mom still cooked dinner, or, you know, she still bought Christmas presents. I mean, the birth. So it was like we just never had instruction on how to cultivate love. So having
exactly
those examples you just gave us, man, that is like, man, that right there could take people from nothing and give them a springboard to
right.
not just love themselves, but you, once you love yourself, you automatically will love everything around you.
Exactly, exactly. It all starts with the man in the mirror. It all starts with you.
Now I got to. I wanna serotonin. Serotonin.
Yes,
I want people see people stop. You know, listen. It is most of the science that we have, even this science that I'm using here. It's based on European scientists, and it's no problem with that. But they were looking for solutions for European people, because the European mind is different than the black mind, and the black mind is different than the Chinese mind. And the Chinese, I mean, so you, the love, if you look at how Europeans love, if you, they were the cavemen, they would hit, they were stealing. Look at Fred Flintstone and how it comes on and he go hit Wilma over the head and drag her back to the house. And now that's his wife. See, we barefoot and in the kitchen, that wasn't black. That when you look at how, what, who, that was Leave It to Beaver. That it wasn't even no black people on Leave It to Beaver. See, so right, that's what. So when we look, we just, that's all the shows we had. So when we go to get into that relationship, your brain will recall visuals before it recalls words. So now when you with your woman or your woman with your man, the visuals is confusing us because we see in June Cleveland Ward, you know, and see, that's not us. Then it's the menace. That's not a black child. See, but that's all we had. Happy Days, that's not us. But that's all we had. See, so we got to understand that when they talk about serotonin, it's talking about a mind that is so far removed from God, that it is so far removed from love, so it is almost, it needs an external source of serotonin.
Right.
See, black people, they got us taking pills and said, go get your body. Man, listen to it. If you do your research, if you go and see, serotonin is part of the neuroscience when two people fall in love. If a woman, when you smile at your significant other, when your significant other smiles at you, it produces an electrical impulse in your brain, and when it hits your pituitary gland, it produces the hormone serotonin. Listen, so if you that's your mood, your social behavior, your memory, and your rap,
right,
how you go to sleep. So listen now, take your if you don't have a spouse or girlfriend, that's cool. Go look at yourself. Go find a reflection of yourself and smile at yourself and watch yourself smile back at you. Whoa! And you go,
I do that every morning. Every morning I do that. Girl, you cute.
You produce serotonin. Your mood is instantly better. Your social behavior. They be like, dang, mom, you all right? You smile and see. Your children know when you happy and sad, you'll be arguing with the guy. They know. See, they can feel it.
Sir.
See?
Yes,
so, we take our children, do we, mom? I mean, I ain't putting it all on the mom because, you know, we take our children through emotional trips just as much.
Yes.
But I'm
yes,
just, that our children feel it. Like, dang, right. Dad, you all right? I've been there singing, my daughter coming in. Hey, Dad, what you doing? I'm singing to myself. See? So, either family, go ahead.
No, I was going to add this. And if you still have a hard time looking at yourself in the mirror and smiling, guess what? I have a life essence that produces serotonin when you inhale it within 22 seconds. cedarwood releases serotonin, which is converted into melatonin, which induces calmness, and you can get some restorative sleep.
See? The life.
So we
essence.
Have options.
What's the name of it again, sis?
Cedarwood essential oil.
See? Family, do we understand what that means when the sisters say it produces serotonin? Everything is electrical. Everything is atoms. Just like wind is atoms, smell is. If it's not real, you can't smell it. So a fume,
right.
Just like wind, fumes are atoms. Because everything that's real is atoms, only make-believe. So listen to me. When you inhale, this is the essence of the plant. This is the atomic essence of the plant. So when you inhale this nature of the plant, these atoms, when they intermingle with yours and they create an electrical spark, that electrical spark activates your pituitary gland, and it makes it secrete serotonin and melatonin, and you, man. See, this is science. This is neuroscience.
That's neuroscience, right. Over here.
Let's just see what you got to say. See,
that's aromatherapy right there.
See, we neuroscientists over here. So we looking at it, this is real, this is love from a real perspective. Go look at yourself and smile. And smile. Look, go get that song, Emotional Roller Coaster. I know, we know that. That's, you know, and play it and sing it to yourself. Because you take it, it's not your girlfriend, it's not your boyfriend, it's not your children, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, it ain't George, it ain't Bush, it ain't Trump, it ain't none of them. You taking yourself on the emotional roller coaster. So listen
exactly.
To that. See, go play that for yourself and sing it to yourself so you can get rid of that stuff out of you. See, awaken your eye to your, go get one of the Mary J songs. Go get that Khalees song, I Hate You So Much Right Now. And say that to yourself.
Wow.
Go get that, exercise your own demons.
That's
See, that's how you get it out. Because you face the fact that it's me. You accept that fact. That is me.
That's right.
And now, man, see, I had to do it. I'm telling y'all I'm telling y'all what I had to do to get over, because I used to blame you, him, her, them, they, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That was, they were the,
right.
See,
right.
That's
pointed out.
Right.
Wow.
So yeah. I employ some of these techniques on myself. And if you can face the fact that it's all on, see, like I say, man, sing that song to you. No, don't sing it and just like we are ad lib it with whoever the person is. See?
Yes, sir.
We don't know all they name in there. Yeah, if it's a girl song, the boys will switch it to a boy. If it's the boy song, the girls will switch it to a girl. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it don't.
Right,
we
right.
Do it to yourself. Get that out of yourself. Exercise, just like we do it and play it to get over. Do that with yourself so you can kill that part of yourself. And then you can face yourself. Then you're going to see you eating to because of your mom and dad and their lack of whatever. You eating because of him or her or your children or this or that, or you hate your children. See, you will get rid of all of that because you will know that those are cover-ups to you not facing yourself.
Exactly.
And being mindful. That's part of that. See? You got to be honest with yourself to love yourself, just like you got to be honest with people outside of you to love them. Mhm. Man, what's the cedarwood? Right. What that's what it is. Man, I'm gonna
yes,
give you look.
Cedarwood.
That's what it do yeah. for us.
When it produces serotonin and melatonin. Just inhale, just all you have to do, and every time, and I keep that oil because sometimes, you know, I be feeling certain type of waves myself sometimes thinking about stuff I shouldn't even be thinking about, but I use these oils, and cedarwood is my go-to because I'm literally every time I smell it, it just, it does something, and that's what it does. It releases that serotonin to make you feel good, make you feel happy, and to change that thought. And then the melatonin, next thing you know, you're resting well, you sleeping good at night, and all is well in my world.
Wow. And before we close, if you, I just want to say this, how love heals you. How self
yes.
A lot of us, I mean, this is the health and wellness show, so I imagine we listen to get solutions. So a lot
right.
of us going through some things that are listening. So I want us to understand this. Your body has to be in a certain condition in order for a disease or illness or sickness to exist within you. It has to be a certain
mm-hmm.
energy level, chemical level, blood level. All of these things have to be at a certain frequency in order for it to exist within you. So with all of these
right.
elements that love produces from oxytocin, vasopressin, serotonin, norepinephrine,
mm-hmm.
dopamine, nerve growth factor, testosterone, and
right.
estrogen. These are the elements that will heal you.
Yes.
See, these are, like the sister said with that serotonin, if you don't get a good night's rest, then every night that you don't get a good night's rest is a
mm-hmm.
night you didn't heal. You don't heal in the daytime. You heal when you go to sleep.
Right.
The body doesn't restore. It wears and tears your movement. So every movement you make of your arm is wear and tear on your muscle. That's why at the end of the day, you're like, man, my shoulders hurt. My knees hurt, my hip
mm-hmm.
hurt. See, because you don't want. So healing happens when you are resting.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't get a good night's rest, you forfeit your opportunity to heal. And every day that you do this, that's why they don't have a cure for cancer. The cure is in you.
Right.
They can't give you something that is already in you. Your immune system has to accept everything that a doctor will do. And if your immune system doesn't, it doesn't matter what they call it. It don't matter what the therapy is. If your body rejects it, it ain't no good.
That's
so
right.
The answer, they can't solve and give you a cure that is already in you. It's in your mind because all of your electrical impulses start within your mind. If you paralyzed, it's because your electricity can't get to your arm or your leg. But see, that's same thing with sickness. If you sick, your electrical impulse can't get to that sickness. And love produces nerve growth factors. So that means your nervous
wow.
system will develop and survive and become strong, and you can, whatever you say, whatever you think, will go through, it won't be in bed. Man.
Yeah, that's powerful. We are powerful. We just tap into that love. Man.
You tapping into God.
Yes, that source. But Brother Sean, our show, we have 30 seconds left. You
yes,
have
ma'am.
Any closing comments?
No. You go ahead, take it away, sis.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you that are listening live, we greatly appreciate you. We love you for taking out an hour out of your precious time to listen to what we have to say. We appreciate you, and tune in every Tuesday right here, same time, same station. You all enjoy the rest of your night, and look at yourself tonight and tell yourself you love yourself. Say, I love you.
Yeah.
All right, family. Yeah. Peace and blessings. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
as-salam.